When the music fades and all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to breathe something that's of worth, that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it, when it's all about you, all about you, Jesus. King of endless worth, no one could express how much you deserve. Though I'm weak and poor, all I have is yours, every single breath. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. It's all about you. All about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it, when it's all about you. All about you, Jesus.
From us. We originally planned on just going to do another record that was going to glorify God, but not specifically a praise and worship record. Since that time, we've been doing a lot of praise and worship in our set, and in a nutshell, so the guys from the label, Joey and Todd, came out and thought, man, you guys need to do a whole record like this, or start adding more of this to your set. Originally, I guess the artistic side of you goes, why should we do that? I'm willing to do a whole record like that. Since that time, God's taken us 180. Realizing that it doesn't matter what record you do, it's all praise and worship. But for us, this particular record, we want to focus on songs that are more praise and worship oriented songs. And before we started this record, we really wanted to take the focus off of us and put it where it needs to be, on God, and just invite you guys to help us send this record off in a time of praise and worship, a time of really thanksgiving. That's basically our heart's desire.
We've noticed that God has blessed in an amazing way the part of praise and worship in our show. For whatever reason, right? I don't know that every band is called to do this, but I know that we are. And God has just amazingly moved during the time of praise and worship. And I think that's what some of the people in this room saw when they saw us play live. And just want to encourage us to do more of that. I mean, if God is blessing something, hey, let's grab onto it. You know, this life is too short, it's too complicated for us to worry about things that we want to do. All we want to do is glorify God.
And Joey came to us about doing a praise album. It was supposed to be just like a 2 or 3 song thing. And I thought it was cool. And then then they had a meeting with Alan. Alan made some comment about, well, it was a 10 song thing. I'd be into that. And Danny came. Danny was excited, called us up excited about it.
We thought they all lost it.
We had a meeting before we went to Goatee to meet to make sure we were all going to stand together and say no to the 10 song. We had Barnes & Nobles, and we were about to go meet with them. We're like, guys, we've got to stick together on this. And they don't believe in what we're trying to do, so they're just going to try to make some praise band and all this stuff. God just flipped us upside down with it. And, as a prelude, if tomorrow this whole album falls to pieces for some reason, at the very least, God has brought me back to a place where I was 4 years ago, where I was excited about serving Him, where I didn't care about where I was going in the world. At the very least, my marriage is stronger, my relationship with God is stronger, and if all this goes tomorrow, praise God. I'm so happy that He used whatever is happening right now in all of our lives to bring me to this point.
Jim DeCastle, and I think I'm the engineer.
You are, my friend. You are.